This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it aliens? The U.S. shooting down a fourth object. How frightening is that? As China is throwing all kinds of nasty allegations the way of the United States. And in the meantime, there were over 114 million people that tuned in to see what many think should be a national holiday in the United States. That would be Super Bowl 57. How about you? Did you watch as Kansas City narrowly beat the Philadelphia Eagles? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great start to your week. If not, well, there's always another day. So let's start with the flying objects. It is the craziest thing. I was talking to a family member the other day, and they said, another object was shot down. Should we be worried? Is this like Independence Day, the movie, happening to us, and we just don't realize it? People are starting to wonder if it's aliens. So much so that at the White House daily briefing, the White House press secretary had to say, oh, it's not aliens. It's not aliens that's happening. But we don't have any information because none is being released. We do know this, that our military never had to shoot down an object in American airspace before taking out this Chinese balloon off of Myrtle Beach earlier in the month. Now, it seems like every day we're hearing about another object being shot down. These mysterious objects that we're told, oh, don't worry, it's not a balloon. Okay, then what is it? So, of course there's questions. Of course we want to know what is the deal. I mean, are they, that's why it's being asked. Are they extraterrestrials that are somehow shooting at us? Is there something going on? So General Van Herk, who's the commander of the North American Aerospace Defense Command, remember that name, has said, I haven't ruled out anything at this point. The answer is it's probably not aliens, but officials are saying that they're watching the skies more closely since the spy balloon went through our airspace and started a national conversation and uproar over why it wasn't shot down in the first place when it first came through Alaska. And, of course, now there's a new round of tension with China. But let's put that aside, because now we're not talking about this Chinese balloon. We're talking about smaller objects over Alaska on Friday, northern Canada on Saturday, and Michigan on Sunday. So is it that all of a sudden, ooh, maybe we better pay attention to the airspace? We haven't paid attention to our radar lately. How do we explain that we have these increase in objects that we're detecting over the past week all of a sudden, right? This is different. Is it benign? Supposedly, is this not a new kind of phenomenon? What is this? But it certainly raises more questions than the answers that we're getting. So in the meantime, China is stepping up all kinds of accusations against the United States, specifically the Biden administration, saying that the U.S. sent balloons over its territory more than 10 times since the beginning of 2022. So probably they're saying, listen, two can play this game. We're going to say they're sending balloons over in our direction. So over the weekend, a Chinese news outlet called The Paper said China was getting ready to take down an unidentified object flying over its waters near one of its port cities. Qingdao. It's not rare for U.S. balloons to illegally enter other countries' airspace. That's what the Chinese foreign minister said at a briefing in Beijing. So now they're doing this tit for tat, and are they exaggerating, making things up? The National Security Council spokesperson called reports of the United States using surveillance balloons over China false and turned it back on China, saying it's the latest example of China scrambling to do damage control. So they're just going to make up a story, basically. But we have the Chinese balloon and the garbage that's now resulted as what's happened there. And then we have these flying objects, right? What are these flying objects? So I just want to make sure that you realize this is how it's been described. This is what we know. Okay, we know that we've salvaged what's left of the Chinese craft off the shore of Carolina. That happened on February 4th. On the 10th, northern Alaska, the object was described as the size of a small car. Well, that seems pretty big to me. On February 11th in Canada, because that's where it was, in Yukon, it was a small cylindrical object. That's what it's being described as. February 12th, Lake Huron, near sensitive military sites. That's why that object was taken down. So I think there is a reason to be concerned, because we don't have very much information. I mean, we need to hear something. The president needs to address, or somebody needs to be transparent from the White House or the Pentagon about these three unidentified airborne objects over the weekend. I mean, it's not a drone. It's not somebody's drone, because we would have heard that. You have an F-16, one of our F-16 fighter jets, shooting down an unidentified object Sunday over Lake Huron on the U.S. side of the border with Canada. That's the fourth, I'll say it again, in 8 days. Yeah, there should be a problem that we don't know what's happening, and there isn't any transparency. So I guess the full Senate is going to get a classified briefing on Tuesday morning about these airborne objects. And then on Wednesday, a classified briefing on China. That's for all senators. But Americans need to know, and we need to hear from the president about this. Right? I mean, listen, Prime Minister Trudeau is doing it. He's letting the Canadians know what's going on. So how about helping us out and letting us know what's happening? If we don't know what it is and we're investigating that, but there was concern over we put a jet in the air, an F-16, to shoot it down, there must have been some thought that, oh, this isn't somebody's silly nonsense that somehow drifted into the airspace. Right? It's much more serious than that. So, of course, our mind is thinking UFOs. And the White House tells us, well, no evidence of extraterrestrials, but can we trust what that means? Yikes. And now all of a sudden, we have a swift response of the military, which we didn't have with the Chinese balloons. Is it because there's extra sensitivity? So if it's in the sky, and if we don't know what it is, then we're just going to take it out. Fast-moving stuff, slow-moving stuff. How do you pick that up? How do you calibrate it and know what you're seeing is something that needs to be shot down? And what are we missing? In the meantime, while unidentified objects were being shot down over the weekend, many of us were glued to the tube to watch the Super Bowl. A little conversation about that. And then coming up later, Super Bowl ads that won, some that missed. After all, they paid $7 million for 30 seconds. We're talking about it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
In history, we're watching Super Bowl 57. I was watching, of course, growing up just a stone's throw from Philadelphia. I was watching with my little brother and his family, and you can imagine he is a rabid Eagles fan. So he put together a little party and made way too much food that ended up going home in various directions. But oh, it was tough to watch this for Philadelphia fans, the way this finished. But what an amazing performance by both teams. And Patrick Mahomes, who I just absolutely love, I have to say. So the Kansas City Chiefs rallied in big way to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. And it is probably now the third most watched television show in history with that many people watching. These are just preliminary numbers that were put out on Monday, and it was on Fox. So Fox said the audience includes the broadcast on Fox and Fox Deportes, as well as streaming on Fox and the NFL's digital sites too. And then the Nielsen ratings, just to give you an idea of how they coalesce all these numbers and tell us how many people are watching. And if you're curious, the 2015 game against the Patriots and the Seahawks is the record, just over 114 million and a half. And that didn't include streaming. And then there was another Super Bowl in 2017. Remember that one? Atlanta and New England. I think people in Atlanta would rather forget that because there was such a big lead. And that's when Tom Brady rallied back 25 points to beat Atlanta. So, I mean, that's pretty big, right? That's an incredible audience. So you can see why some companies would pay $7 million for a 30-second ad, figuring they'd reap that back. And then it's a question of the competition. So coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about some of those Super Bowl commercials that people sometimes tune in just to watch the commercials because they're not football fans and they're there at parties and they're watching sort of the game with one eye and they're dipping the chips in the 7-layer dip or eating the pizza or whatever else is there, the brie or whatever fancy kinds of foods or sloppy but really good kind of food is there for the taking. Like, it's a big day for chicken wings. It's a huge day for pizza. It's huge for guacamole, all of that. In fact, I talk about it in my book, Invade the Man Cave, the latest edition coming out very, very soon. And the flood of ads is always important. What were the most watched ones? The celebrities? Who were the celebrities that you saw if you were tuned in to see that? And then usually whatever network it's on, the show that comes up afterwards gets the benefit of it. So Fox ran Next Level Chef, which is Gordon Ramsay, and that's that competition show. 15.5 million people stuck around for that. And that's a pretty coveted time slot, but that's not bad. 15.5 million people. To give you an idea, nobody watches any of the news programs on any of the networks or cable shows anywhere near that amount of people. They would kill for that kind of audience. Just absolutely kill. All right, some details about the game, because we want to tell you that since we're not going to really dive into any kind of a man cave on this particular show. So I'm going to give you some deets on that. I mentioned already that the Kansas City Chiefs, they won. They won their second Super Bowl in 4 seasons. The NFL MVP, who is Patrick Mahomes, incredibly talented kid. I feel fortunate that I've had the chance to talk to him a couple of times. He appeared to overcome this re-aggravated ankle injury. He had a high ankle sprain in the first half. He had that coming into the game. So he rallied the Chiefs. And this was the first Super Bowl that featured 2 black starting quarterbacks. He threw 3 touchdown passes to 3 different receivers. And you had Isaiah Pacheco, who ran for a score. You had linebacker Nick Bolton, who scored on a fumble return. That was a bad mistake by Philadelphia. You had kicker Harrison Butker, who made the winning 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds left. And that sank the chances of Philly, but sent Kansas City fans into a frenzy. And you had, again, this legacy of Pat Mahomes, who had this high ankle sprain on his right leg back in January against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he appeared to hurt that same ankle in the first half with like 90 seconds left in the half. So he was scrambling on a 3rd down and 15 long when a linebacker, TJ Edwards, smashed him around his ankles. So he stayed down after the tackle. Looked pretty uncomfortable, and you could see him wincing on the sidelines, but typical of Patrick Mahomes. Then he was back in. And he didn't return in the half, but he did after that. And he finished 8 of 13 passing for 89 yards, 2 rushes for 11 yards, and, you know, there you go. His legacy is intact for sure. The MVP, key on a key drive, as always. The other quarterback, Jalen Hurts, also had a great game, but just not enough. He passed for 1 score, 27 to 38 yards, 304 yards. Right? But the Eagles also had the first fumble of the postseason, and it turned into points for Kansas City, and turnovers often equal and make the difference in a game, and it certainly helped. You had people who were there, famous people, of course. There's always celebrities, and they're always pointed out in the crowd. But one that so many people wanted to see, Damar Hamlin of the Bills, was there at the Super Bowl. He wasn't playing in it for the Buffalo Bills, but as a fan. Remember, this 24-year-old almost died on the field last month, so he was having fun at the game. And you know, he wants to return to football, and as he said in a pregame interview, I guess he's cleared to do that. So that's going to be kind of a story to watch next season. You had 2 brothers who made Super Bowl history. Their mother, Donna Kelsey, had to watch. She had 2 sons playing against each other. Travis, who's the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, and Jason, the Philadelphia Eagles center, they faced off on Sunday. Live Now Fox had me on their show. I did a TV hit for them. They asked me, you know, what I thought, and I had picked Philadelphia narrowly to win this, but talked about the Kelce brothers and talked about some of the other factors in the game, and I think this was really a cool story. To have a mother who that has, first of all, two sons playing in the NFL who have already both won a Super Bowl. No, one of them was going to win their second one and end up being Travis with Kansas City. And, you know, she just was able to cheer loudly for both offenses, since both of the boys played on the offensive side of the ball, be it for different teams. And that was kind of a fun storyline for this game. And then you had the first female flyover, an all-woman crew. And that's history of a different sort. You had Lieutenant Katie Martinez, a naval flight officer, who, you know, tried to put into words the magnitude of that kind of a moment. She says it doesn't get any bigger than the Super Bowl. She said she was humbled and honored to be able to participate with friends and fellow naval aviators as part of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So you had... you know, this flyover, the Flying Eagles of Strike Fighter Squadron 122 and an F-35C Lightning II. You had a Growler from the Vikings of Electronic Attack Squadron 129. And you had two FA-18F Super Hornets from the Flying Eagles from that 122, from the Strike Fighter Squadron 122. So pretty interesting to see that. And then Rihanna was the halftime show. And while on stage in this 13-minute performance, it's pretty clear there was buzz that she's pregnant, and she was. They announced it afterwards. And she's, oh, yes, by the way, she's pregnant. She was dressed all in red, and everything was red, down to even lipstick that she had on. And she performed some of her big hits. It was a kind of a floating extravaganza where the stage was going up and down. And, you know, this is someone who is a billionaireess and someone we hadn't seen in a long time. And there were certainly challenges, I'm sure, in putting the halftime performance together, because you got to squeeze it all in to 13 minutes. But some are saying it was just incredibly excellent and understated, and others are saying it wasn't enough of an extravaganza. I'm going to say thumbs up, because it was understated, and she did what she does the best. She played her hits. Coming up next, more on those Super Bowl ads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump participated in a closed-door hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team met with a federal judge for an extensive discussion that lasted for several hours. The White House brushing aside worries about President Biden's age. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden's age and experience contribute to his effectiveness as a leader, emphasizing his legislative successes. The U.S. is not backing Israeli military actions in Rafah, Palestine, pending the implementation of a plan to safeguard civilians.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward, as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions in response to a series of Israeli assaults resulting in numerous Palestinian deaths. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Objects that have been shot down. To take your mind off the flying objects, we were watching objects of a different sort. Yes, the ads during the Super Bowl. It is a slice of Americana, and really, it's about Madison Avenue in a sense, and how companies can try to be seen and heard as clever or interesting or appealing on our emotional sides, I suppose, and some really hit the mark and others don't. But when you pay $7 million for 30 seconds, I think there is that pressure to wow us, right? Because we've been wowed in the past, and there's a kind of a high bar that's set for that. And just frankly, if some company is paying $7 million, that's part of their budget, they want to get as much bang for their buck. And then it becomes the big talked about thing. What are some of the super funny commercials of all time? Doritos ads, and there was a great Doritos ad this time around, I thought. There's always beer ads that are big and are talked about. And there was the Snickers thing with Betty White that kicked off for years, some really funny commercials for Snickers, and you just identified Snickers with these funny commercials, and it was easy to remember that. So maybe Dunkin' Donuts was thinking the same thing. Ben Affleck is a huge Dunkin' Donuts fan, right? He has an incredible affinity for their coffee, which I can relate about the whole coffee thing, although my poison is not Dunkin' Donuts, it's Wawa. I love their coffee. And unfortunately, you can't get it in very many places. But anyway, for him, it's Dunkin' Donuts. And it's always he's got in his arms when they take pictures of him, etc. And of course, if you don't know who Ben Affleck is, he's an actor. He's an actor that's been in some pretty good movies and some pretty stinker movies, but he's well known. And he's also known for now being married to Jennifer Lopez, his former wife, Jennifer Garner. But anyway, he's known. People know who he is. So somehow Dunkin' Donuts had the brilliant idea of, maybe Ben Affleck would be perfect for our spot in the Super Bowl. Take a listen to what happened when the two got together.
Welcome to Dunkin', a new special. Dunkin' run medium or large coffee, get a donut for an incremental dollar.
Well,
like, how can it be this inexpensive and good?
Cream no sugar.
I was going to have to just give you 10 munchkins.
You look a little lost.
One second, I'm trying to find the bagels. Do I look familiar?
No.
Should I be in it or do you want to just make a self-portrait?
What are you doing here?
Ask me if I like
this. Is this what you do when you say you're going to work all day?
I gotta go, guys.
Grab me a glaze.
So she makes the cameo at the end, and you heard her say, grab me a glaze. Very clever, very well done. People are talking about it, and it's interesting that he really unabashedly has this love for them, and they're smart to pick up on it and I think do an ad with him, and people definitely registered it, and a lot of people do like a cup of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts, and it does pay off for them, I'm thinking, and certainly it's one that's being talked about as a winner from the Super Bowl. One of the ads, and I like the ad, one of the ads that I really liked in the Super Bowl was this ad that featured rock stars. Take a listen.
Good night! Hey, corporate types, would you stop calling each other rock stars?
You're a rock star. You are a rock star.
Rock stars, please.
You know what it takes to be a rock star?
I've trashed hotel rooms in 43 countries.
I was on the road since I was 16.
I've done my share of bad things. Also, your share of bad things.
Well, you know that using Workday for finance and HR makes you great at your job?
That don't make you a rock star.
Oh, Ted in finance, you're a rock star.
Hey, Liz in HR, can you do this?
Unless you work with an actual rock star.
You are a rock star.
Thank you.
Here's a new guy.
Hi, I'm Oswald.
Hello, Oswald.
Give it up for Pam.
Pam, you are a rock
star. I wasn't going to say it.
Very funny. I think it hit the mark. So who was in this ad? Ozzy Osbourne, Billy Idol, Joan Jett, you heard her there, Gary Clark Jr., Paul Stanley of Kiss, demanding that corporate types stop using the term rock star to describe people succeeding in the workplace, which I thought was very funny because people overuse that phrase all the time. I certainly have seen it in my world, not so much in the talk world and my peers or colleagues in that, but in the speaking world, people say that all the time. You're a rock star. You come off the stage. And I've seen that with people in everyday life, where if you look across social media spectrums, you'll see that, oh, so-and-so is a rock star, and they're everyday Joes. So it's very, very funny. And it was an ad for Workday, which is an application handling some human resources and financial matters for companies, right? Like including the Washington Post. So there is a sense of humor, I think, for Workday. And I really, really liked it. I thought it was very, very, very well done. There was another ad, and we're gonna go to Bradley Cooper in an ad in a second for T-Mobile that I thought was hilarious. But there was another ad that I liked for Ram Trucks, and they called it Premature Electrification. And, of course, it's spoofing commercials for erectile dysfunction drugs because we see them constantly when you're sitting there watching whatever you're watching. So here they were talking about electric trucks, and it's with the former Daily Show correspondent, a guy named Jason Jones, where he kind of appeared as this pharmaceutical spokesperson and said, are you excited about buying an electric vehicle but worried it could leave you unsatisfied? Then you could be one of many Americans concerned about premature electrification. And it was very, very funny. You had a woman complaining about having to stop, start, stop, start. And it was very, very well done. Very, very funny. I say thumbs up to that commercial. And I also say thumbs up to this. This was the ad for T-Mobile featuring Bradley Cooper, an actor that you've seen in one of the remakes of Star is Born, if you've seen that, or Silver Linings Playbook, or a myriad of other things that Bradley Cooper has been in. And he is from Philadelphia and a big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, although that had nothing to do with this ad. Here he is with his mom in a T-Mobile spot.
To tell you all the incredible things about T-Mobile, we tried to make a commercial with Bradley Cooper and his mother.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, I don't like the way it looks. Does T-Mobile really have a 5G?
America's largest 5G network. Try it again.
Oh, my God. You look like a flamingo in this.
Okay. America's largest 5G network. How can I help you? Hi, how are you? Can I help you?
You're making me crazy. Really? And what does price lock guarantee mean?
Mom, talk to me. Don't worry about this.
Well, I have one eye there and one eye here.
T-Mobile has price lock.
Okay, whoa. Give me the paper. Smile. You look like a clam.
I think I know what I'm doing. I've been nominated 9 times.
Yeah, but you never won any.
Speaking of winning, this year T-Mobile's network won the most national awards. Now this just might make us America's best network.
You did so well.
Wish they could have said that.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's clever. People can relate to it. She was just an everyday woman, very hardscrabble, Philly woman. You could hear her accent in it, and it was just very funny, right? This is her son, and she's not impressed by what you have to do to be in an ad. And they probably realized it that when they were seeing this unfold, how this was going to go. Who decides what is a winner ad and what isn't? I mean, it's kind of hard to say, except for, like, the Kellogg School. They rate the winners. That's how they do it. So you'll see these ad meters, and how do they rank them? So how does the Kellogg School decide who the winners are? They have ratings. They range from A to F, and it's based on an academic framework that measures ads based on marketing qualities, distinction, positioning. Panel of business students apply the metrics like that to the ads, and then they go at it and decide what ones, you know, work. And one of the overall things they said is that it was a relatively safe year, mostly positive, upbeat tones, and that's pretty much what they saw this time around from Super Bowl 57. So some of the best ranked ads were Google Pixel, T-Mobile, which you heard there, Kia, Popcorners, that's another one that this Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management graded for the Super Bowl, and pretty interesting. You know, you go down the list of them, and of course you can find these commercials on any search engine because they want more attention. But Doritos was another one. Elton John was in that ad. Disney was another one. Uber One, Netflix, Squarespace, Bud Light, the Farmer's Dog, Skechers, Ram, all the way down to Pringles and Pepsi Zero Sugar and whatnot. And so it's just really interesting to see how they decided what really worked. And it has to be interesting to be a director and to be someone on the ad side and deciding what it is that you're going to, what you want in an ad, what you're going to include, and what you think will really resonate with the audience that you're trying to reach. But I say bravo overall. It was upbeat, and I thought the ads were very clever. I like humor, and there was a ton of humor this time around. Coming up next, social media responsibility, Instagram, and how to keep teens off screens next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Screens and how much time they spend on social media. We talk about this all the time. So I'm very pleased to welcome to the show Dana Gilbert, head of global policy programs at Instagram. Perfect, perfect person to have on. One of the things I'm talking about is quiet mode and setting these boundaries and focusing on the boundaries on Insta with quiet mode and some more features to support teens' well-beings. It makes sense to me. So Dana, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about quiet mode and how we can use it.
Yeah, so it's so important to provide teens with ways to manage their time online. And at Instagram, we've developed a number of tools and features that help them do that. And quiet mode is our latest investment. Quiet mode gives teens the ability to really set boundaries on their social media use and let other people know when they're going to be unavailable online. So here's how it works. When quiet mode is enabled, it does three things. One, it mutes all notifications during the time that you select. Two, it changes your profile activity status to say you are in quiet mode. And three, it will send an auto reply to anyone who DMs you to let you know that you're unavailable. Now, all of these things are really helpful for young people because sometimes they just need time for themselves. They need to focus, reduce distractions, and reduce noise. So we're seeing young people use this during the school day or after school when studying, or perhaps most importantly, at night when they need to wind down and make sure they get a good night's rest.
All of that sounds great to me. So then the question becomes, and you know this because people will always ask about the technology, how can parents enable the parental supervision features?
Yes. So we also have a robust set of parental supervision tools because we really believe it's important for parents and teens to be able to navigate online experiences together as a unit. So these tools are able to help parents supervise their teen's experience by seeing, you know, how much time their teen is spending online, setting limits on that time, setting scheduled breaks for their teen. They can also see who their teen is following and who's following their teen. Now, all of these features are excellent because it helps parents be more involved in their teen's online experience, but it's also meant to prompt a broader conversation so that families together can define online habits that feel healthy, that work for them and their family unit, and just open up the conversation with their teen about the overall role that social media plays in their life.
Yeah. What are some of the other features people, especially teens, can use to manage their time and the experiences that can be great on Instagram?
One of the features we launched several months ago is something called Take a Break. So the way that this works is once your teen has been scrolling on Instagram for a certain amount of time, we'll actually send them a notification that encourages them to do exactly that, take a break, to put their phone down, step away from Instagram, and invest in something else. And the early tests are really promising. We've found that 90% of teens who turn on Take a Break have kept Take a Break on. So what that says to us is that this is something teens really need help with and that this is a solution that they're finding really helpful for that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So where can our listeners go for more information?
So glad you asked. Everything can be found on our Family Center. This is our central resource for all of our parental supervision tools, our safety and well-being features for teens, but also includes resources, articles, and videos from external experts like child psychologists to digital online safety experts. You can find that at familycenter.meta.com.
Perfect. So easy. Dana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
In the meantime, a couple of big things that are happening. I started with the four objects overall that have been shot down so far in February. One, the big Chinese weather balloon. Crazy. We still have no answers as to what in the hell is going on. And then this story, sadly, on Monday night, three people died after a shooting at Michigan State University. Now, that's a pretty big university. More than 50,000 students. The students are sheltering in place. Activities are canceled for 48 hours. Five other people were wounded. They're being treated in local hospitals right now. The suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They don't know his identity. They're still trying to verify that. And, of course, the motive for this deadly shooting at MSU is unknown. And that's always the question that lingers and hangs around that everybody wants to know. Why? Why did this happen? What was the motivation? But a very, very scary time for people at MSU, a major university in this country. During the day, a scary moment in Brooklyn. One dead, eight were injured. All of a sudden, people are there on the streets, and a U-Haul truck slams into a sidewalk and goes down a sidewalk, goes down another sidewalk, and goes on a rampage in New York City. A very, very strange deal. It happened with this man driving a U-Haul truck in the Bay Ridge area of New York. One person dead and eight others injured again. So multiple people were hit. It was finally stopped, the U-Haul, by the cops near the entrance to a tunnel leading from Brooklyn to Manhattan. They're calling it a violent rampage. Of course it is. People were shocked turning around, seeing this all of a sudden. Can you imagine what that's like? A 44-year-old was a man that was killed. He had a head injury when he was hit by the truck about a half hour after it hit the first victim. So this was like a 40-minute ride through the city, swerving onto sidewalks, plowing into cyclists and scooter riders in New York City, because that's what happens in some of those lanes. The people ranged in age from 30 to 66, all were men. The driver, identified as Wang Soar, 62-year-old, described as a troubled man with a history of harmful behavior and stints behind bars. Great. So, not many other details as to why this particular thing, why did this happen, but he had a record or records, and it showed he was convicted and served time for other acts of violence, including stabbing his own brother. So really sad for people that happen to be in the wrong place, just going about their business on what would be considered a normal Monday that turned into anything but normal, certainly not after that. And how about those quakes that hit, the one big quake and then the aftershocks that hit part of Syria and Turkey? Mass graves are dug in Turkey and Syria. The death toll has surpassed 36,000 people. 36,000 people. There were very few bright spots. There was a 13-year-old boy that was found alive under the debris on Friday. There was a 10-year-old girl that was pulled from the rubble of an apartment on Monday in a southern Turkish province. This is 183 hours when she was pulled after the first quake hit the area. And people are just still kind of hoping for a miracle as they learn about their loved ones. And now it's about identifying and burying and all the things that are also happening. Just a really sad, hard time for that area. The United Nations is saying that Syrian President Bashar Assad has agreed to open two new crossing points from Turkey to the rebel-held northwest area to deliver quake aid. I mean, it's bad. Turkey offered to establish a second border crossing. So for now, the UN had only been allowed to bring aid to an area through the crossing, through this one crossing. And now they're going to be able to do that. Inspiring rescues, thousands of bodies being removed, toppled buildings, the chances of finding survivors very slim now at this point. So many people chipping in. You think of the magnitude, 7.8, 7.5, that's what it was within 9 hours. You go back to February 6th, all the aftershocks adding to the damage, more than 6,000 buildings collapsed, 6,000 buildings collapsed, just absolutely awful, awful, awful. The fact, though, that you have these new routes that have been opened that will help, and aid is increasingly coming to the area because it's shelters. That's what people need. They need all kinds of supplies because people are completely displaced. I mean, think of how many people are heartbroken and displaced and trying to figure out a way to pull themselves together. So that's what's happening there, and that's the good news, the humanness of it all, and people reaching out. Tip of the cap to Nathan Reeder, scrambling to make it all happen again for this show. Hope you enjoyed the hour. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.